president. He's better than the governor because he watches for your soul. One more time, let's give God praise for the godly leadership, Pastor Matt, his wife. Come on. Now, how about let's give God the praise? Put your hands together and let's begin to lift up the name of Jesus. Come on, that's it. An earnest expectation of what God is getting ready to do. God, we lift up. Now lift your hands and lift your voices in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up your hand. We lift up our voices. God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your anointing power. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, oh God, for the anointing that you rest upon us. We thank you, oh God, for moving in this place. We thank you, God. Now somebody begin to thank God for what he's about to do. God, we give you praise in advance for what you are about to do, God. We lift up your holy name for what you are about to do in this place. We declare this church here in Brunswick shall be blessed. We declare your anointing is rested in this place. One more time with expectancy, nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm coming and I am expecting God to do something in this place. Now how about you put your hands clap and give God the praise according to your expectation. Come on, we're not looking for a show. We're not looking for a theater. We're not looking for a ball game. I come to tell you, you're on the winning side. You don't have to wait until your team gets a touchdown. We already been touched. We have already on the winning side. You don't have to wait until I hit a home run. You got it. You got it. You don't have to wait till your pastor preach you happy. You get behind him and you're going to go far. Pastor Matt, I thank you for the invitation. I thank you. It's been some years since I've been standing before you, and I considered it a privilege. Last time I was here, I was tremendously blessed. And I pray I was a blessing to you, but I, more importantly, was blessed by you. And I went back home with an earnest expectation of what God's going to do in Toledo, in the church plant in Toledo. The coronavirus ain't stopping nothing. Nudge your neighbor, say, it ain't stopping me now. It ain't stopping me now. Amen. Surely. When they open up restaurants, I was there. My God, ain't stopping me now. Amen. Amen. I truly give honor. Amen. Thank God for what he's going to do. There's a word. When I got the invitation several weeks ago to come, instantly the Lord dropped something on my heart. And I believe it's for every person. I heard a preacher at our conference, our district conference, the last spring, and he made a statement that was so true. And I said it to my church and tried to instill it, and I give it to you all as well. Is that there's a preacher similar to your pastor of authority, who began to preach and expound upon the word of the Lord and began to give a free course. But there was a lady sitting in the service, and she knew what somebody else was going through. And the same thing that person was going through is what the preacher was preaching about. And she put two and two together, and she said, surely pastor's been on Facebook. And she said, well, maybe pastor, somebody done told something to the pastor, and now he's preaching about it or something to that nature. And she went up to her pastor and she said, pastor, can I have a word with you? Pull him to the side. And she said, pastor, I love your message. And stuff. She said, but you know, if there's something in my life that you see, can you not preach about it and just come to me? And this pastor said, concerning her not knowing the connection whom she perceived that the pastor was trying to point a particular person out. And the pastor's response back to her was this: every time your pastor invites somebody or he himself stands before the Lord, before this sacred desk, it is God reaching for you. It is God reaching for you. You don't have to worry if somebody's been in the ear. You don't have to worry about if somebody passed the note under his door or even said something to his wife. And she said this to her: every time the man and woman of God mounts the pulpit and begin to preach the word of the Lord, it is for you. And I stand in the authority of the Lord, and I know that Brunswick Church, Church of Pentecost, The Lord your God is speaking to you this day with expectation. One more time, lift up your hearts. Lift up your hearts right now. The Lord is reaching for you. The Lord is reaching for you. The Lord is reaching for you. There is a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord. There is a word, and the word is looking for a heart that it will begin to penetrate. It doesn't matter who you are. You have walked into this room. God is reaching for you. It does not matter if you don't call this place your church. It doesn't matter if you're watching via live stream. The word of the Lord is right here, and it is for you. It is for you. Come on, lift up your hearts right now. Come on, lift up your heart. If I receive an expectation, in the name of Jesus. As I was standing over there, I'm gonna try to. My God, I'm home, y'all. Can I be home? If I take off running, I'm gonna take off. I was at Youth Congress one time. I know this is probably gonna go somewhere, but I was at Youth Congress, and it was in Oklahoma. And I took off running. And as I took off running, you know, I learned in Pentecost service, sometimes you just want to get all God. And so I closed my eyes to get all of Him. And I took off trotting down the stadium. Little way down, I had to go around a bend. And I'm skinny, so I can do this by faith. That was speaking faith. Come on. Hey, man, my blood pressure's coming down. So I began to trot around the curb, and I took off running with all my might. And I got to a particular prominent person, not going to say the particular name, who in this dancing service, I'm saying they was cutting the rug and they were dancing. And this person was sitting all prim and proper and legs crossed and, you know, and sitting all dainty and sanctimonious. Her hair was pinned up, no pins was out, you know. Skirt was in the right situation. But I came around the bend, and little ways I came around, God began to move the earth. And God began to move the earth closer to me. And God began to move the earth a little, and I'm like, oh, we serve an earth-moving God. Ooh, my God. And as this earth, Megan, as this earth begins to move to me, I was realizing, wait a minute, God's not moving it, He's moving me to it. He's not moving it, but I begin to fall. And as this particular person, I fell right on this prominent figure. And my suit, whatever apparel I had on, ripped the stocking. And I had to roll off to get up. And I was like, Lord. And they came running after me. And I thought they were running for God, you know, or they were running in the service, but they were running to try to find me. And with 20,000-30,000 people, I got away. I got away. I blended in with the praisers. I say that to say this: no matter what faults you have, if you join in with the praisers, it will be over. No matter what issues you may be going through, if you just join in with the praisers, God is good. So I'm at home, and I'm excited. So if I fall, it's probably you, because you ain't worshiping. Well, I'm joking. Amen. But this is a worshiping church, and I can feel the anointing of the Lord. As sister began to say, I too experienced what she experienced. As I came down the road, my face began to light up. I knew Sister Shannon was going to be here. I knew Hannah and Marcus and all of them going to be here. I knew I was going to see Seth, and I knew I was going to see the people of the Lord. And I knew I was going to, Stephen, I'm sorry, I knew that God was going to do something great. And I came with expectancy. Not according to my own acts, but according to where God is. And as I was sitting over there, the heavens began to open up, and we are truly sitting in an open heaven. We are sitting in an open heaven. We are sitting in an open heaven. Let's go right to the word of the Lord, Psalms, the 34th chapter, verse 1 and through 3. What an awesome praise team. Amen. What an awesome praise team. Sister Megan, I didn't know you can play that well.
I heard that you are part of a group touring the nation and going over. I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited what God's going to do. Amen. Amen. When you come from Urshan, I'm going to say Gateway, you're bound to be blessed. And I'm so grateful. I wasn't privileged to go to Bible college, but I got friends that did. So I'm going to tether off of their anointing. Amen. Amen. Let's go right to the word of the Lord. Amen. And the word of the Lord gives us this. Pastor's already alluded to it. And when the pastor alludes to it in the service, I think the preacher's right on. Whew. Didn't I give that to you all earlier? So you know that I didn't just slide this in here. And the word of the Lord gives us this. And I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Some people think it's alone, but I think the word of the Lord stands assured that it says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Last verse in your hearing. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. In expectation, one more time from the bottom of your belly, begin to shout hallelujah and clap your hands. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Satana Mahata, he shake it at the Hosan. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us all exalt his name together. You may be seated. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I won't be sitting long. Pastor Matt, you bought some comfortable chairs, but don't let these comfortable chairs fool you. Amen. He also has some padding on these floors, so if you take off running, you'll be all right. Amen. As we begin to look at the word of the Lord, the scripture, so what the Lord wants to give to you. And he says, let us exalt his name together. When we think of something to be named, we think of it, its association. When we think of a name, we think of its association. There are feelings, there are emotions, there are experiences that are evoked when we begin to think of something by its name. So I'm going to try this. When you think of McDonald's, Big Macs and fried French fries and a glass of Coke, no ice, because the machine is already cold. When we think of the word Chick-fil-A, is there Chick-fil-A here in Cleveland? My God, that's God's country. When we think, I eat there, Toledo has 6 Chick-fil-A all in biking distance from each other. Literally, you can get, they were no more than 3 minutes from one another. 6 Chick-fil-A. That's how you know I come from God's country. When you think of a name, you think of its association. My mother, when she named me, similar to your husband, I think I'm blessed because of it. My mother named me Tehran. And my mother, she was my mom, even though she was 15 years older than me. I loved her dearly. God rest her soul. And as I begin to grow up and begin to go in school, they begin to call me any other variations of Tehran. And she would correct them. She would correct them. And she made sure I knew my name. She made sure that it is spelled TiRHohn. Tehran. No place, nowhere, from creation to the rapture is named Tehran but me. So when I make it to heaven, I know that, wait a minute, it's missing an I, that ain't me. It's missing an R, oh, there I am. Because she instilled into me pride for my name. When I think of the name Pastor Matt, I think of a strong soldier in the army of the Lord. I think of a pastor who stands upright with his hands lifted holy unto the Lord. When I think of the Brunswick Church or the Church of Pentecost, I think of revival. There are emotions that comes and that are associated with the name. Somebody say the name. The word of the Lord makes it even better. Or more so, any married people in here, when you get married, it is historically proven in our system. Thus, they're changing definitions and things. We won't go into there. But generality is that when you get married, you take upon the husband's name. You take upon the association of whom you are joining in union with. When you name your child, it is awesome naming children. As more come from the loins, more when you begin to name your children, you take some time because you want to get it right. You want to make sure it rhymes with the last name or whatever you have. The word of God does more importance and put emphasis on the name. The word of the Lord, and all throughout Bible, it gives us a history. When something is named, it is the history behind it. It evokes emotions and it has an explanation. The name David means beloved. The name Ezekiel means God will strengthen. The name Abraham is father of many. The name Aaron was given to Aaron, and by the meaning of his name, meaning a high mountain. The name Peter is stone or a rock, and it has association with stone or rock. And I like this one. Name Philip means the friend of horses. What does your name mean? Names are associated, and the list goes on and on. Every name, you can go throughout the Bible and see what things are named. I'm laying foundation because we're going somewhere. Can I lay the term mat for the plane to take off? Here it goes. Let's go on. The Bible gives listings of all lists of names that you can association with Bible names. In the Old Testament, God established a covenant with the nation of Israel, and how, if they will serve him, he will promise to establish them and to make them a holy people, to bless them greatly, and to make them a witness upon him, make this a witness of him in all nations. And they will experience miraculous provisions through his name that he has given to them, Jehovah. In other words, in King James Version, a New King James Version, it's the capital L-O-R-D, Lord. Lord, in the Old Testament, Jehovah was synonymous also with the name Yahweh or Yahshua. Throughout through Old Testament, God identified his people with his name. Somebody say name. Throughout the Old Testament, God identified them according to the name. The Lord, the Bible declares, the Lord will command a blessing upon you and make your farms be blessed and make whatever in your hands to prosper. And he will bless your land in which he has given to you. And the Lord will establish unto him a holy people unto himself, swearing by no other. Those who bear the name of the Lord, and people shall fear them. Shall fear them. Deuteronomy 28:8. It is by the name of the Lord in the Old Testament that they begin to experience miraculous provisions. It is in the Old Testament that they begin to experience a blessing according to the name of the Lord. Nudge your neighbor and say the name of the Lord. It is the name of the Lord that they begin to experience, or they begin to see great things. And I like the verse in verse 10 of 28 of Deuteronomy. He says this: those who bear the name, men will know and men will fear you. In essence, men will reverence and honor you, those who bear the name. Somebody say the name. It is important. The Bible goes through all scriptures and declares in Psalms 61:5, he declares that his name to be blessed. He declares his name to be praised and publicly. Psalms 22:2. He begin to give us this understanding that his name should be praised publicly and declare his name, declare your name. I will declare your name to all people. in the assemblies, and I will praise you. It goes on to say in Psalms 101 declares that his name shall be praised. Somebody say the name. It is in the name that he has identified himself by the name. It is in the name that provisions are made, that blessings are had, that healings are had. In the Old Testament, they found deliverance according to his name. Somebody say name. Name is expressed by his emotions. Name is expressed in this. Therefore, we have emotions and we have feelings and we have thoughts. In a bad day, when I think of his name, there's something on the inside begins to stir up and give me comfort. When I think of the name, something happens by the name. Somebody say the name. In the Old Testament. But we today, much what makes us different, not slightly different, but what makes us different in the New Testament is that we have a greater, further revelation of the name. In the Old Testament, Jehovah was called God's name, the Lord, L-O-R-D, all caps, his name. But in the New Testament, the church in which you are established up on today have a greater revelation. Matthew 1:21, we have a greater revelation. As the angels, as the angel appear, he began to say, fear not. He began to say, don't put your wife away. Why? Because you shall bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. You don't have to put your wife away. You don't have to put them and be ashamed, because the name that you bear shall save his people from their sin, and his name shall be called Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. We have a name. We represent his name. We don't have to go by Jehovah Jireh. We don't have to no longer go by Jehovah Nisi. We no longer have to go by Jehovah Sikkenu. But we bear the name of Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. Oh, come on, come on, come on. We no longer have to go by, because we bear the name of Jesus. Much like the Old Testament, they knew not the name, but they were ought to praise the name, because he was Jehovah God that shall provideth. He was Lord, but he says now, I've given him a name that's above every name, and his name is Jesus. All kings shall bow and worship him. His name is Jesus, for he is Lord, he is God, he is King. The name of Jesus, there is nothing higher. At the name of Jesus, there is nothing stronger. At the name of Jesus, there is nothing greater than it. There is nothing, because in the name, it is all loving. In his name, he is merciful. In his name, he is righteous. In his name, he is just. In his name, he is all good. In his name, he is all merciful. In his name, we find assurance. In his name we find hope. In his name we find our healing. Somebody say Jesus. It is in the name that we find our hope. I'm reminded of this old scripture, or of this old song that says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, his name. Is there anybody that can just take a moment and think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me? My soul crieth out. When I think of how he made a way, when I think of how he's opened doors, when I think about how when I was broke, busted, and disgusted, how he came, when I begin to think about how he, when I didn't have anything, he was my provider. It's in the name. Look at your neighbor, say the name is Jesus. Hallelujah. The name is Jesus. The woman with the issue of blood began to find out who this name really is. As she began to press her way through the crowd, she says, I've gone to every doctor, soothsayer and naysayer. I've gone to every home remedy that I can find, but nothing can stop the bleeding. And I heard about this man. I heard about this man. I heard about the name. I heard about the name. I heard about the name. And let me press my way to the city. Let me press my way to where he is. Let me press my way and figure out who this man is. Oh, there he is. And if I can just get, just not to touch his shoulders, not to touch his hand, but if I can just touch the hem of his garment, the woman with the issue of blood found out for him to be a healer. Blind Bartimaeus found out, thou son of David, I'm going to cry out even though they're going to shame me. I'm still going to cry out because he found out to God to be the God that opens blinded eyes. Paul and Silas found this name to be a one who can make a true jailhouse rock. This God found out, Paul and Silas found out, if I can just worship him, there's something that begins to happen in the midst of the prison. Daniel, trapped in the lion's den, saw that God, I come to let you know in this room today, there is nothing that you can face. There is no giant that you can have. There is no monkey on your back. There is nothing in this world that can face you when you stand and bear the name of Jesus. When you stand and bear the name of the one who died, the one who came, and his name is Jesus. Somebody shout back at me, Jesus. It is in the name that we live. It is in the name that we have our being. It's in his name is Jesus. There is not a fight that you can face that the name cannot conquer. There is not a battle. There is not a bankruptcy. There is not a problem in your household that this name cannot bear. If I make a sidebar for a second, deviate, I remember growing up in a domestic violent household, and my mother dating a particular person in life. And this particular person she dated and was really rough around the edges. And I remember on the top floor of my house, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go, but I began to say, Jesus, Jesus. They're selling drugs downstairs, Jesus. They're fighting, Jesus. Alcohol is going on, Jesus. And I began to say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I remember in that room, as I begin to proclaim the name, can I lift the more? Can I make the devil upset? Can I send the devil on the flight? I begin to lift up the name of Jesus. And in that room, as I was laying in my bed, a pallet on the floor, I begin to call the name of Jesus. And from the floorboard, from the baseboard, there was darkness, and it began to recede. There was darkness. I began to see the actual color on the wall, and it began to go up to the ceiling, and it congregated at the tip of where the light was, because I called on the name of Jesus. We have authority, church. You have authority, church. It's in Jesus' name. I come to tell you, it is in Jesus' name. You have authority. You have power. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wonder. It's in Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. It is in the name of Jesus. Oh, that was good. Do one more time. Jesus. Oh, I feel heaven opening up, and I feel the gates of hell begin to quiver. Somebody shout Jesus. It's in that name. It is in that name we find our deliverance. And I begin to worship at a young age now. I didn't have the Holy Ghost then. I was young, a little chubby then. I'm skinnier now by faith. And I begin to find out at a young age. It does not matter, young people who are still in high school, God's going to anoint you as you are in your school. Can I talk to you all for a second? As you are witnesses, you don't have to be ashamed that you bear the name of Jesus. You know about Shokotadarabaha. You should. You don't have to be ashamed that you bear the name of Jesus. Why? Because there's people that are connected to you that want to know, can I have a little bit of what you have? And you say, sure, here's a lot of it. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. There's nothing in this world that can face the name of Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. Acts 15 and 14. I didn't give that to them, but you don't have to. The latter verse of that, he says, and I will carve out and create unto me people of my name. It is authority that we are associated with the name of Jesus. I pray for my food in the name of. I call for the sick to be healed in the name of. I call on God when I need a financial provision. It is the name of. It is the name of Jesus. When my back is against the wall and I need help, his name that I call is. His name that I call when I don't know what to do and I'm lost. His name is Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. It is in the name of Jesus. We have our authority has found in this name. Colossians 3:17 declares, therefore, there is no other name, or whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of what? Do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever you do in word or deed. Can I just put it in Tehran's terminology? Pastor, am I giving permission? All it says is this. Everything that you do, do it in Jesus' name. Everything that you do in Jesus' name. When I go get my groceries, in Jesus' name. When I'm down the street, it's in Jesus' name. When I'm outside, it's in Jesus' name. Everything that we do, I find it awesome that the Lord put that in there, that everything we do in word or deed, do it in the name of Jesus. Because it is in that name that there is authority. It is in that name. Why? Because Philippians 2:9 declares, in the name of the Lord, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess things that are in the heavens and things that are in the under the earth. And every knee shall bow and confess that Jesus is who?
Lord.
How every person will know that Jesus must know, have to know. Have to know. As I was driving here, I began to say, let this church, the people of his name, begin to go forth. Because there was some person, we went to Taco Bell off of the state road or that main road or the next exit. And I said, in Jesus' name, I told the lady that I was giving her cash, cashing me out at the grocery store or the carry out. I said, oh, I'm going to the Jesus church. She says, what? The Church of Pentecost in Brunswick. She said, where that is? I said, I don't know, but I'm going to come back and tell you. And I'm praying her shift ain't over. But if not, it's okay, because there's people who bear the name in this room. There's people who bear the name in this room. There's people who bear the name. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that is the name of Jesus. There is all power. At the name of Jesus, there is anointing. Every knee shall bow. Why is this important? Psalms 9 and 10 declares that they will fear him and honor him and worship him. They that know the name. They that know his name. They that know his name. They that know his name. They that, can we take a moment and say, those that know his name. Those that know the name of the, if you believe and you know that his name is all powerful, lift up your hand right here. I believe it's time to magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name. Let us exalt his name. Lord, I begin to lift. Somebody call him by his name. Somebody call him by his name. Somebody begin to call him by his name. There is nothing you need but the name of Jesus. There is nothing you need. You can look to your left. You can look to your right. I'm going to slow down because I really want to lay this understanding. Because you can look to your left and you can look to your right. But there's nothing but the name of Jesus. There is nothing but the name. The thing that you're searching for. As I begin to stroll on Facebook and during this corona time, and self-help books are out there, and I'm not condemning any self-help books, because they are awesome to get somebody out of where they are to some place that they want to, and it's amazing. But these self-help books will only take you but so far. These self-help books will get you right for a tad bit, but you need something that's going to sustain you. You need something that's going to that's just not going to bring to the surface, but it's going to uproot the issues of life that you bear, the problems that you bear, the issues of circumstance that you go through. And it's in the name of Jesus. All things, it's in the name. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it in Jesus' name. Whatsoever you do, why? Because his name is powerful. We shall know his name. Acts 4 and 12 begin to declare the importance of his name, because it says, neither there is salvation in any other given under heaven whereby we must be saved. There is no other name. There is no other name given, therefore, under whereby we must be saved. It's in the name of Jesus. Salvation occurs in the name of Jesus. Salvation happens in the name of Jesus. I'm glad to call on the name when my money is low. I'm glad to call on the name for my healing. But I'm so glad to call on the name for my salvation for eternity. I'm glad to call on the name for salvation of the earth to heaven. I'm so glad that his name has been given. Somebody shout back at me, Jesus.
Jesus.
Somebody shout back at me, Jesus.
Jesus.
Somebody shout back at me with authority now from your belly, Jesus.
Jesus.
Woo. I dance in his name. I pray in his name. I worship in his name. Sister, you got a group. I'm excited to hear your group. I heard Megan a part of it. Now you got Megan a part of it. Ooh-wee. Yes, I know it's amazing. Yes, I'm so glad, because I cut me a little rug.
All right. That's all right,
In Jesus' name.
I know that's right.
I greet friends in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I say praise them, brother, in Jesus' name. I invite in Jesus' name. Man, you did that. The bass or guitar, what is that? That guitar, and he played. What name did you play in? In Jesus' name. What name, Sister Satin, did you sing in? It's in Jesus' name. Sister Megan, what name did you play that piano in? In Jesus' name. Everything we do is done in the name. I worship in his name. I magnify. He says, oh, bless, oh, magnify the Lord. Who is the Lord? I magnify his name. Together, it's in the name of Jesus. And this name has been given to us because it is the name that's above every name. It is the name that we find our identity in. It is the name that we find remissions of sin. It is the name that salvation, Acts 4 and 12, comes in. It is in the name. 1 Peter 3:16 says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Great is the mystery. It may be a mystery, but that semicolon asterisk or that pause indentation in the scripture, it gives us the furtherance of who that mystery is. For God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, and preached unto the Gentiles, and believed unto the earth, and received unto glory. Great is the mystery, but this God was made flesh. This God from eternity came down and rose himself in flesh, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The angel declares, and his name shall be called, and his name shall be called Jesus. His name shall be called Jesus. Wonderful Counselor, the Everlasting Father. I find it awesome that the scriptures declared in Luke 24 and 38, he says, and remission, a repentance and remission of sin shall be preached in his name. Let me pause, because this is an open heaven of access. He's Luke 24 and 37 declares, and remissions of sin, or of repentance and remissions of sin shall be preached in his. Can we take out the part where, is that the right verse? Did I give you the wrong one? Scripture declares this. I want you to take out the word name and put the name of Jesus. And remissions of sin shall be preached in Jesus' name. The original text says in his name, but we now know who that name is. So now let's just assert his name. And repentance and remission of sin shall be preached in
Jesus.
And remission of sin shall be preached in
Jesus.
You got it. And remission of sin shall be preached in
Jesus.
For there is no other name given whereby we must be saved. It's in that name. It's in. It follows the thought line. There is no contradiction in Scripture. The old agrees with the new. The new agrees with the old. And I agree with it. In fact, if I don't, it agrees with this. It stands alone. It's forever settled. It's forever given. His name shall be given. The Bible declares a further revelation of his name in John 5 and 30. John 5 and 43 declares the furtherance of that name that was given. Jesus declared the words that this, in speaking, if you have the red, if you have the Bible with the red letters, it declares his name in John 5, 43, declares this saying and says, and I come in my Father's name. In fact, let's just take a pause. If you got a Bible, oh, there it is. Here's a cheat screen. here it is. He says, I come in my Father's what?
Name.
Oh my. I come in my, let's take out the name. I come in my Father's name. And let's take out Father's name and say, I come in
Jesus.
I come in my Father's name. This is Jesus speaking. He says, and I come in my Father's name. Why is this such? John 10 and 30. How is this such? The latter part of John 10 and 30. How do you come in your Father's name? How is it possible that you come in my Father's name? It, because it declares this, I and my Father are.
Come on now. Come on now.
Can I get some revelation in this room? I and my Father are one. Go back to John 5 and 43. He says, I come in my Father's name. How is that made possible? John 10 and 30. Because I and my Father are what? I and my Father are one. Can I assert this? I and my Father are one in the same. There is no division in my Father and I. There is no division in Father. Why is there no division in the Father and Jesus the Son? It's because Jesus has come in his Father's name, and his name shall be called Jesus. In Matthew 1 declares, the angel declares that the name of Jesus is the name of the The name of Jesus is the name of who? The name of Jesus is the name of the Father. How? Because I, John 10 and 30, keep that up there, brother, for me. John 10 and 30 declares, because I and my Father are one. Another scripture declares, I and my Father are the same. That's how I come. Matthew 8 declares when Jesus was on the boat and the boat was tossed and turning, and Jesus was on the boat and the disciples begin to say, oh, care now that we perish. And he woke it up and he commanded the sea to stop. He commanded things in our lives to happen. He commanded the earth to stop moving. He commanded the waves to cease. How he did that? Because they marveled and say, whoa, what man, what manner of man is this? How? Because he is the Father, and he and the Father are what? Or one in the... Oh, somebody, I feel that there is an open heaven in this room. There is an open heaven in this room. There is an open heaven in this room, because there is a free course when the revelation, they that know their God shall be saved. They that know their God shall be saved. How is that made possible? Because I understand that when it says the Father, it's talking about Jesus. When go on to there is no mediator. I'm not going to read that. Let's go on to a conundrum, if you will. John 14 and 11. John 14 and 11. Philip began to wonder in the scriptures. You begin to find out, begin to wonder. John 14 and 11. Philip asks the question, Jesus, who show us the Father. Now, I've been, Pastor Matt, come with me. I'm going to use you as a prop. Look at this man. Come on, give God praise for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any and everything your pastor do, get behind him, because there's anointing that rests upon him. And you shall be blessed because you're submitted to leadership, because I'm submitted to him, and I'm so grateful. So you, Jesus, you're a good representation of Jesus. I'm going to be Philip, oh, the doubting one. Jesus, I know you opened the woman with the issue of blood eyes. I know that you commanded the seas to stop when we were on a boat. I see you feed 2,000. I see you heal on the Sabbath, and I see all this other stuff. But I'm caught up. Can you show me the Father? Thank you. Can you show me the Father? And he says, Jesus, God made flesh. In fact, go to first, before I get there, go to 1 Timothy 3:16, because we can understand this better before I get to Philip. He says, great is the mystery of what? Godliness. God was manifested. God was manifested. God was manifested. Get this, lay the foundation. God, an invisible thing, was made flesh. Go back to John 14. He says, now, Jesus, I don't understand something, but show us the Father. Father God, show us who he is. He says, I understand, Philip. I understand that you're confused. I understand that you don't know, but you've seen the works have I done. The scripture declares, believe on me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or else believe me. For the very works' sake. In essence, he says, you may not believe that the Father's in me and I and the Father are one, but you have to believe that when I heal, I heal. You have to believe when I make a way in your marriage. The Lord declares this word. The Lord's going to make a way. He's going to open up the heavens and rest upon you. And God's going to open a way, whatever that may be. He's going to open a provision by the authority in the name of Jesus. He's going to give you favor. He's going to give you favor with men. He's going to give you favor. And he's going to make a way. So when you're faced with an obstacle, I got the word. He's going to make a way. Why? Because I and my Father are one. If you don't believe that I'm one, you got to believe the works that I do. If you don't believe that I'm the same, you got to believe that I can heal. You got to believe that I can make a way. You got to believe that I can open doors. You got to believe it, because I and my Father are one. I am the healer. I'm the way maker. I'm the open door. I can heal. I can deliver. I can set free. I can put things together. You don't believe it, it's okay, because it's already done. It's already done. Philip, I hear it. You don't believe that I'm the God of the universe. You don't believe that I'm God made flesh. You don't believe that God is in me and I'm in him, because there's no separation in the deity of who we are. For I'm just here as the Son to die on the cross of Calvary. But I'm God, I'm fully man, and I'm fully God. If you don't believe it, you got to believe that I'm going to make a way. You got to believe that I'm a healer. Go be seated, because I got to give you this. I got to give you the word. And he said, you may not believe, but that's okay, because I'm still going to do the work. I still, you may not see the work. Hear this. Oh, shut up. Philip in Acts. Am I getting ahead of myself? Oh, yeah. Let me move. Because Philip in Acts 14, don't go there, because you're going to go there later. Philip in Acts realized the revelation. So Jesus goes on in the flesh. Go back to 1 Timothy 3:16. Let's go back there. Let's go back there. He says, great is the mystery of godliness. For God, the kicker I want to get out, God was manifested in the flesh. God was made flesh. It is fully God and fully man. And so how? Go to Matthew 1 and 20, 26. Let's go there. I know we may not cut the rug yet, but the plane is about to take off. Here it is, Matthew 1 and 20, 26. If you can go there real quickly. The angel of the Lord. I'm making the connection. Because they that know their God shall be saved. They shall do great exploits. They that know their God. They that know their God. They that know their God. Is that the right verse in here? It's to burn forth. Yep. I hear. Knowing that hurts his not. Have forth last verse and his name. Firstborn son. And his name is, what's the name right there?
Jesus.
What's the name right there?
Jesus.
It is God made flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16. That's the name. That's the God of 1 Peter 3:16 declares. And God was manifested in the what?
Flesh.
What is the name?
Jesus.
What is the name?
Jesus.
Let's continue on. The Lord is going to move. They that know their God, he's here in this room. Something is about to take place. Something is going to occur. There's expectation, and we sit under an open heaven. Jesus began to expound to Philip and all of the disciples exactly who he is. Jesus declared three, four places in the scripture, and many more, that he is the Father. And Jesus go on to say, then, therefore, this, John 4, 14 and 26 now, he began to go on and tell you who's the name of the thing that gives you comfort. John 14 and 26. He began to go on and begin to explain to you the thing that's going to be, you're going to be filled with. He's going to tell you the name of it. He says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, who the Father will send in what name? Jesus' name. Shall teach you all things, beginning and bring things all to your remembrance. Whatsoever you say. But the kicker here, he says, and the Holy Ghost will come in what name? The Holy Ghost. God will send it in his name. God will send the Comforter in his name. What is the name of the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
Who is the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
And his name shall be called.
Jesus.
And his name is.
Jesus.
And his name is established.
Jesus.
Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, brother. And he shall bring forth a son. So we have the understanding now that the angel declares to Moses, or angel declares to Joseph and Mary, that you shall bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Jesus. Then Jesus, in the flesh, now he's older, then went to the buffet, got a little fatter, you know, and stuff. So now he's older. Now he's experiencing his miracles and his signs and wonders. He tells the disciples, he says, he's the son. And then he gives further revelation. He says, he's the Father. Because why? I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one and the same. When you see me, you have seen the Father. Because there's no division in us. And then he says, I'm the Son. And then he says, I'm the Father. And then he says, the Holy Ghost will come in my name. What is his name?
Jesus.
What is the name of the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
Let's go to Matthew 28:19. The Bible declares these are Jesus' words. He says, now therefore go baptizing all nations. Or go teaching all nations. Or the New King James Version declares this. He says, go therefore making disciples of all nations. Teaching, when the scripture in the Old Testament, New Testament declares the word teaching, it means to instruct or to give a further understanding to. 28:19, therefore go, that's it, making all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Go to Acts 2:38. real quick. God's going to do something great in this room. They that know their God. 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 And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of
Jesus.
For why? For the remissions of sin. For Acts 4:12 declares there is no other name given whereby we must be saved. There is no other name given whereby we must be saved. You don't have to go there. He says, now this, Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. Wait a minute. We got a confusion here, or we may have the confusion, but it's not a confusion because we already know some things. Go back to Matthew 28:19. I believe God's getting ready to break the hand of the enemy. God's getting ready to break the hand of confusion. God's getting ready to break the hand of religiosity. God's going to break the hand of man's traditions. He's going to break the hand of man's philosophies. I stand in the authority. He's going to break the hand of confusion among Christendom, among the body of believers, and he's going to break it. Why? Because it says now, go baptizing them in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. What's the name of the Father?
Jesus.
What's the name of the Son?
Jesus.
What's the name of the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
Wait a minute. Because if there was an S here, what would that mean? If there was an S here. No, I'm just a rhetorical question for you not to talk back to me. Because if there was an S there, it gives credence to say, go baptize in the names. So when I say we baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy... wait a minute. Because there was a singular, not a plurality. There was a singular, not a plurality there. If there was an S, or there was a denotion, or a notion that they were talking about more than one, then this scripture, or baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, is correct. But hear this. I proclaim the name of... No. Because it's not. Because it says singular. The name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. I and my Father are one, and I come in my Father's name. What's the name of the Father? What's the name of the Father? He says, the angel appears both in Matthew 1 and also in Luke. He declares the angel shall come forth after feel the breaking of the hand of the enemy in this place. And the angel shall declare unto the people, and his name shall be called
Jesus.
And the Son's name shall be called
Jesus.
And the Son's name shall be called. I and my Father are one, and I come in my Father's name. And what's the name of the Father?
Jesus.
What's the name of the Father?
Jesus.
What's the name of the Son?
Jesus.
The Holy Ghost, which the Father shall give, shall come in my name. What's the name of the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
Go back to Acts 2:38. Because hear this. Peter, who was there when Jesus says, go baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. He says, I understand Jesus, because that's the same understanding to me when I tell this church, go tell your shepherd, leader, and pastor that I said hello. If I tell you, go tell your shepherd, leader, and pastor that I said hello. Who is that? And what is his name? Matt. If I tell you, go tell your husband, your lover, and your friend that he is awesome. What is his name? If I tell you, go tell your lover and a wife and friend that I said greetings. What is her name? Jesus declares, go baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. What is the name?
Jesus.
What is the name?
Jesus.
There's a thunder in this place. What is the name?
Jesus.
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 What is the name? What is the name?
Jesus.
What is the name? I got to be baptized in Jesus' name. I got to be baptized in Jesus' name. I got to be baptized in Jesus' name. I have to. I have to. I have to. Come on, there's a thunder in this room. There's a thunder in this room. I can't be baptized in titles. I gotta have his name. I gotta have his name. I gotta have his name. Because demons don't tremble at the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Why? Because they says, well, what is his name? Paul, I know. You may be seated because I got more. Peter, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? The demons don't reverence. So Julian, demons tremble when you say your name, Sister Roberts. So I'm gonna tell Pastor Matt, cast out this demon in the name of wife, lover, and friend. This demon's gonna look at you and says, "There's a lot of wives, lovers, and friends, and some people got all three." Not here in this house, I know. Mercy. Mercy. But the demon's going to look and says, in what authority? Right. Wife, lover, and friend don't mean nothing. Right. Because I don't derive.
Come on, son.
Thank you, mother. Thank you, mother. I feel my help there. Because he says, you can pray in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's good, but what is his name?
Right.
Why? Because give me, I'll just tell you, it's in the Lord's Prayer declares this. It starts out by saying, our Father, say it with me.
Our Father, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. My Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed it be thy
name.
Hallowed be thy
name.
Hallowed be thy
name.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. Young people, I'm so glad you're here. Because God's going to move on your hearts today. Our Father, which art in heaven. You sit high and you look down low. Your name is Father. For you are the Father of creation. You have revealed yourself as Father of all. And you have the Son who came down, rolled himself in the flesh. God was made flesh. And you are the Holy Ghost that dwells inside of the hearts of his believers. And his name is what?
Jesus.
His name is what?
Jesus.
His name is what?
Jesus.
In this room, there's the head of religiousness, the head of philosophies, the head, because I don't come in any other name but the name of
Jesus.
Brother, he gave us the title because I didn't have the title. And I think the Holy Ghost was upon you because this is the title. The name is
Jesus.
The name that heals, his name is
Jesus.
The name that delivers, his name is
Jesus.
The name that we pray in, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy
Jesus.
Hallowed be Jesus. Hallowed be the name.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
You said we're in Acts 19, as Philip comes across great men of faith, in this world, there are people of faith who love serving the Lord and love the things of God. And Acts 19, as Apollos was at Corinth. He perceived that they were men of great and high esteem. He perceived that they were men of intellect and men of love and men who had their hearts turned towards God. And he asked them, have you received the gift of the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said, well, we heard that there not be one. And he says, unto what baptism were you baptized? Then they says, well, unto John's baptism. He knew that they had a heart turned towards God. He knew that they had a love. Is there anybody that loves the Lord in this room? Is there anybody that loves the Lord who says, Lord, I may not know everything, but I have a genuine love for God. You may be here. You may have been dragged here, came here by choice, whatever. But you're here because God loves you. And in Acts 19, they declares this. He says, I perceive, I'm going to end here because the Holy Ghost, I'm going to give way for the Holy Ghost to move. I perceive that you are men who are high esteem and that you are men and you were baptized. He said, baptism unto Acts 19 and 4. Go ahead there. Acts 19 and 4. He says this and Peter unto John's baptism. And it says unto the people in the shall be baptized. He says, believe on him which he has have come in his name. Remissions of sin is brought forth in his name. And he began to expound upon the baptism of John and the believers. And he declared that to them, I know that you are a believer. Yeah. And he arose from where he was. And he says, I know that you have a baptism already in some other form. But he says, here's further revelation. These are men who love the Lord and who made up in their mind, I'll take any and everything of God. I'll take God more than more. And he says, arise therefore. And he baptized them. And then they were already baptized unto John's baptism. But they went down with further understanding and obedience to scriptures in Jesus' name. Nudge your neighbor and with an honest truth. And nudge them. Don't give an answer back, a neighbor. Don't answer them back. But with an honest heart, because they that know their God shall do great things, great exploits in his name. They shall be saved, they that know their God. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, look at them and say, neighbor, unto what name were you baptized? Look at them and say, neighbor, get me Acts 2 and 38 up there for me. Neighbor, what name was called upon you at baptism? Look at your neighbor again and say, neighbor, unto what authority do you bear? Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of them, in the name of Jesus. There is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved, but it's by the name of Jesus. It's by the name of Jesus is authority. It's by the name of Jesus there is strength. It's by the name of Jesus there is deliverance. It's by the name of Jesus there is set free. It's by the name of Jesus my mind is healed. It's by the name of Jesus there is anointing. It's by the name of Jesus that he makes a way. It's by the name of Jesus my demons cast out in Jesus' name. Earth begin to sound and shake in the name and stand in attention. Let us all stand. Musicians can come in this room tonight. If you have not been baptized in Jesus' name, Acts 19 said that these men, disciples and loved the Lord, was previously baptized, but they weren't baptized in Jesus' name. But because they had a heart turned towards God, they says, I want to bear his name. 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 I got to bear his name. I got to bear his name. If there's anybody in here, the Lord is pulling at you. The Lord is moving. The Lord is moving. And he's saying unto you, you pray in my name. You believe that I am the one that heals in my name. But is my name not good enough at baptism? You pray for the sick and they are healed in my name. But can you also go and be baptized in my name? Harden not your heart today, because it is in the name of Jesus. It's his name. Whatever you do in word or deed, do it all. Do it all. There's a sovereign move of God getting ready to take place. The Holy Ghost is going to move, hear this, in two ways. It is in the name of Jesus we find remissions of sin. If you have not been baptized in Jesus' name, it does not matter what religious form you are from. It does not matter what religious sect. It doesn't matter. What matters is the word of God. What matters is God's power. And most importantly is that you were here to hear the word of the Lord, because the Lord loves you. They that bear his name, Acts declares, I will carve out a people for Acts 15 and 14. I will carve out a people for my name. I preach, you say it, you dance and you shout, you sing in his name, but you need to be baptized in his name. If you're in here tonight and you have not received the Holy Ghost, it's for you. Twofold. Over this, it does not matter where you stand. If you want it, two groups I want to come forth. Those who want to be saved. And those, because there's healing in his name. There's healing found in his name. If you need healing in your body, if you need healing in your mind, if you need healing in your heart, if you just need another touch from the Lord, if you want to be saved and baptized in his name because it's important, or if you want a healing and you feel comfortable, I want you to step out forth. And every step you take, you say, Jesus, 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 Jesus.